Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. An arrest has been made in the shooting death of Los Angeles Sheriff Deputy Ryan Klinkenboomer, a person of interest identified yesterday and then taken into custody by the Sheriff's Department's Special Enforcement Bureau tactical team. Klinkenboomer was shot Saturday while he was in his patrol car at an intersection in Palmdale and later succumbed to his injuries. Officials say that five U.S. citizens detained by Iran were freed today after a deal brokered between the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Biden administration that includes the transfer of $6 billion in once-frozen Iranian assets from South Korea to Qatar, as well as the release of five Iranians facing charges in the U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby has defended the arrangement, stressing there will be rigid sanctions on Iran's ability to use that money.
We just executed more sanctions on entities in Iran today, specifically for the offense of wrongfully detaining Americans. And just in the last couple of weeks, we've upped our military presence in the Gulf region. We added some additional sanctions on Iran just a few days ago. I mean, we are holding Iran to account.
The military is looking for a missing fighter jet. This after a Marine Corps pilot ejected from an F-35B following a mishap yesterday, making it to the ground safely in North Charleston, South Carolina. The plane, however, remains unaccounted for. Officials have been searching an area north of Joint Base Charleston, the base asking anyone who has information on the possible location of the $100 million aircraft to please give them a call. Former President Trump said he would support a government shutdown if there's no fair deal to cut spending. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The founder of Rolling Stone is apologizing for making controversial comments about black and female musicians. During a recent interview with the New York Times, Jan Werner said black and female artists weren't articulate enough on an intellectual level to be featured in his upcoming book, The Masters. On Saturday, the publisher issued a statement from Werner where he apologized for diminishing the contributions, genius, and impact of black and women artists with his badly chosen words. He's also removed from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame board of directors. Two pilots dead after their planes collided during the national championship air races in Reno, Nevada. Officials say it happened yesterday afternoon when the planes were landing. Only the pilots were aboard their aircraft. Dwayne The Rock Johnson back in the ring. The wrestling legend made a surprise return to the WWE in Denver's Ball Arena Friday night. The Rock went head-to-head with former WWE U.S. champion Austin Theory and came out on top. The last time Johnson wrestled was back in 2019. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We do it not because it's easy. It's hard, no doubt about it. And it is a process. I mean, it took us a while to get here, but here we are. At 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. And we've got the Bible geek joining us, John Greco. I've been looking forward to this conversation with him. He says, instead of merely clinging to the truth in a world gone mad and hoping for the best, I found myself on a mission to bring God's will to bear on earth as it is in heaven, as Jesus himself prayed. And what a powerful prayer, John Greco, right?
Yeah. Thanks so much, Bill, for having me on.
Hey, great to have you here. I love that you refer to yourself as the Bible geek, huh?
Yeah, no, it just, people ask me, I had somebody years ago, I wrote a book and they called me a theologian and I went, oh, don't go that far. I'm not a theologian. I am just a student of God's word and I delight in teaching and sharing what I found with other people.
Well, you know, when you think about it, and when I was in Bible college, that question was posed to us, for those of us, I think even Dr. Del Tackett later on in a great series that he did, the Truth Project, he suggested that anybody that was a student of the Word, you know, that in essence we are theologians. So whether you're comfortable or not with this idea, I mean, we are students of the Word. And once you become a student of the Word, I've never graduated.
I agree wholeheartedly. There is a sense in which every one of us, you know, even if you're not a Christian, you're still doing theology. You're still, looking at the world around you. You're still trying to figure out how things work together. What is this meaning? What is the meaning of life? Why am I here? What is the nature of this world? You know, who is God? All of that stuff. So we're all theologians in that sense. I was thinking more of, so I remember years ago when I started seminary, my advisor, like the first week I was there, sat me down and said, okay, are you more of a biblical studies guy or a theology guy? And I looked at him kind of puzzled because I loved both. And I was like, do I have to pick one or the other? But as I've studied more and more, I realized, you know, it's the historical, the cultural, the language stuff that really kind of gets me going as opposed to the systematic theology stuff. So when I approach scripture, it's always with the sense of, well, what would this have meant to the original readers, the original hearers? What is God communicating in his choice of words here? Well, how is this text, connecting with other texts throughout scripture? And that's kind of where I start. So it's less about, I believe these theological truths and let me bring them into my study of scripture, which, is helpful. But it's sort of, in my mind, it's always come off as limiting because what you're doing is you're kind of starting from a place that scripture does not start. So that's kind of, you know, I you know, when people have asked me, they say, what should we call you? So, I'm a Bible geek. I don't know.
Bible geek seems to fit. My approach, John, for what it's worth, has always been, okay, what's God telling me? Yeah. You know, what's the revelation? You know, the Bible says my people perish for lack of vision, which is the revelatory word of God. So, okay, I don't want to perish. You know, I don't want to be a knucklehead. I'm here. And so for this appointed time, and I'm in your word, what is it that I need to know? What do I need to draw out of this, you know, particular devotional passage that I have for the day? And that has, I guess, been the quest that I've anchored into. You know, we all have different approaches. You know, I appreciate what you, and this is what fits for you and works for you. That's, you know, it's awesome. And for me, I don't, you know, this is, I go back and I mean, this isn't something that I just thought about, you know, here. It's just been one of those driving, ever since, I guess, that bit of scripture hit me that, you know, a people without vision will perish. And as I did a deeper dive in appreciating, you know, what that meant, vision. Okay, vision. What does that mean? And then you break it down into the original, you know, Greek and Hebrew, and you go, oh, okay. Oh, God's talking about revelation. That's what that is. Okay, well, that has a deeper meaning. So then it's right. Like, okay, all right, where's the revelation? Because God in His Word, as some people would want to say, well, that, you know, that was written by a bunch of old guys a long time ago. So what relevance does that have? Well, how, you know, okay. If that's the way you want to look at it, you're going to limit, you know, God's power in your life, and you are going to block off the channels of revelation, in my humble opinion. But, you know, hey, look at we're free will agents, right?
Go ahead. I'm 100% on board with that. Here's where I go with it. Like, so I always want to start when I pick up the scriptures, right? I always want to start with, well, first of all, start with prayer, right? Ask the Holy Spirit, hey, walk with me into this text. Right. Help me to understand what you have for me today. But I want to go and I want to understand, you know, what a text meant in its original context, what a passage would have meant to its original readers. But I don't stop there because the Bible's not a dead book. It's not, we're not reading the words written to a people long ago that were supposed to stop there. These are words that are living and active. They're words that were meant for you and me, even though we are, you know, thousands of years removed from the original context.
Doesn't that blow you away? To me, that realization just blows me away that we can read something that was written thousands of years ago and it has application for today, no matter where you're at.
Right.
It's mind-blowing.
Yeah,
go ahead.
And you get, especially when you read the New Testament, right? Letters of Paul, for example, he's describing life in, you know, his own words in the last days, right? And you go, wait, the last days? It was 2,000 years ago. Surely we're closer now, right? And we are.
Right.
But what Paul understood was everything from the time of Jesus on, we're living in the last days. So what was applicable to his, you know, his original audience is still applicable to us today. Yes, our setting has changed. You know, the culture has changed. There's some, you know, good things and bad things with that. But we are still meant to be God's people carved out in this world to represent Him here on earth, to be His image bearers, to be a royal priesthood. And so, you know, when we read this, rather than saying, well, I'm gonna, you know, figure out what it meant in the original setting and leave it there. No. Figure out what it meant and then bring it to today.
How it applies
to your life.
Exactly. And this is when you are blessed in that devotion time. And in that time spent, you know, with the Holy Spirit guiding you through, you know, through the Word of God, it definitely brings a dimension of life that otherwise would just, you know, in a book sitting on a shelf.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And I think, you know, I think that's one of the struggles we have, right? There are some people who come to the Bible and that's what it is. It's a book on a shelf. And they read it, and they get encouragement from it, and they feel good. You know, God rescued the Israelites, you know, led them across the Red Sea on dry land. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And that's it, right? That story is for back then and not for today. And then there are other people who come, and they read something from the Bible, and they, without even missing a beat, apply it to their lives. You know, I opened up the Bible. God says I can do all things, and therefore I'm going to go do, you know, whatever crazy thing I had in my mind to do today. And that's it. That was God's word for me. And it's like, no, there's a... There's a balance in saying, you know, this is my story. These things may not have happened to me personally, but they're my family history. And this reveals how God acts still today.
Yeah.
God still God hasn't changed, right?
It's
we who have changed. It's we who pull away from him, but he has not changed. And so when we read this, this is our family history. This is our legacy. And this is also God speaking into our lives today going, you know, test me in this. Trust me in this. I will still act on your behalf. I'm still good. I'm still the same good God.
Yeah. If I did it then, what are the chances that I'll do it again?
Right.
Right?
It may look different, but God's heart hasn't changed.
Yeah, without a doubt. Same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We're visiting with John Greco and his new book. Stay with us. We've got more.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Ryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It was your best vacation ever.
You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare?
It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
John Greco continues with us at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. He writes, "You were never meant to live the Christian life in your own strength, so stop trying Each morning, awaken your heart to the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life, and then each evening, renew your mind with the unchanging truth of God's Word. The Sword of the Spirit contains morning and evening devotions for a 40-day experience, focuses on biblical truths related to the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, highlights the unity between Scripture and spiritual experience, and includes a dedicated prayer prompt for each reading. So 40 days, there is something about that magical number, John, right?
Yeah, no, it's a biblical number. It's a good number. And it was a, you know, when I sat down to write this book, I thought to myself, well, I want this to be meaty. I want this to be something that, you know, people dig into it. They will get something out of it. They'll walk away, learning something, experiencing something maybe they hadn't before. But I also didn't want it to be overwhelming. And so 40 days, you know, I'm like, you know, I think to myself, like, this, you know, God must love 40 for that reason, because it's a good long time, but not so
right.
long. I mean, any of us could commit to, I'm going to read this for 40 days, right? That's a little over a month, not too bad. But, you know, in these, some people have these, you know, let's read through the whole Bible in a year. And people start out with great intentions, and then they kind of fall away in Leviticus, you know, somewhere in there. So I wanted to create something that somebody could look at and say, no, I can do this.
And that's doable.
I really think this is important. So I wanted people to do the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're not like me, I mean, day one can happen anytime. It doesn't have to happen the first of the month, right? You know, so day one is when you start, so that's okay. So don't, yeah, you know, because things like that, just me personally, I always want to, if I see something like day one, I go, okay, it's got to be the first of the month. But no, I'm going to approach this differently. So, you know, I appreciate that. Uncle Tom and Aunt Ro, you've dedicated that to Uncle Tom and Aunt Ro. Tell us about them.
Oh, they're my aunt and uncle on my mm-hmm. mom's side, and they are wonderful people who just love the Lord, you know, for so many years, and just have been such a great example to me and to so many other people. And so, when I wrote this book, and they said, you know, usually I dedicate books to my wife or my kids, and but when it came to this book, I said, well, I can't think of anybody who, you know, walks by the Word, lives the sword, and walks by the Spirit more faithfully than those two. And so I just, I wanted to give them that.
Well, and I'm glad you did that, because it's part of your heritage. It's also, mm-hmm. you know, worthy of them to get a shout out. So you can say, hey, look it, on Bill Martinez's national show, I gave you a shout out because I love you guys. And because, you know, the chances are that our listeners have their own Uncle Tom and Aunt Ro that have been there right alongside and have been an example, just like, you know, for you as well. Now, in this book, I like your approach that you did something in the morning and the evening. Why did you do it that way?
So, I'm an evening reader, right? Like, I'll go home after a long day, and before I go to bed, I'll read for you know, an hour or so. But what I find often is that unless it's, you know, depending on what it is, you know, if you're getting lost in a novel, fine. But if you're trying to read something that, you know, really can affect your life, it's not the best time to do it. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I find that what I read right before bed kind of sticks with me a little bit.
Doesn't it?
So what I did was I wanted the readings on the Holy Spirit to come first in the day, because, you know, the Holy Spirit is with us wherever we go. And I wanted, I wanted readers to go, okay, now I've read this truth. I know this little, you know, bit about the Holy Spirit that maybe I didn't know before, and now I'm going to go out in my day and I'm going to ask Him to show me that in real life. I'm going to ask Him to walk with me wherever I go, to speak to me, to kind of direct my steps, right? And then in the evening, you know, when the day is over, there's a reading about the Word of God, and those are those promises from God, those truths from God that are, you know, etched in His Word for all time, and I wanted this to stick with folks. So I arranged it, even though it's called The Sword and the Spirit, it really should probably be called The Spirit and the Sword, because the spirit readings are first and the sword readings are later. I wanted the day to be wrapped in it, right? So you start with the Spirit, you end in the sword.
And I love that, that you realize that, because, you know, I have found many times, and even in Scripture, it talks about, you know, God ministering to us as we sleep through the night. Because though we may be out for the count, God's not, and His Spirit continues to work in us, and His Word, you know, takes root, you know, seeds begin to burst forth, and I find it quite amazing when you realize that benefit and you wake up the next morning, even your relationship with the Spirit is heightened because you've been, you know, through the night, you've been bathed in the Word of God, right?
Yeah, and it's you know, it's one of those things, right? We live in a world where you're, what do people do when they wake up in the morning, usually, right? First thing they do is grab their phone, you know, look at what they missed, right? And, you know, I wanted, let's set a different tone. Let's have the first thing you do be to open up, you know, this little book, which will hopefully invite you into God's Word. You know, set your day on a tone that says, you know, Holy Spirit, I'm putting you first. And then, you know, in the evening to be able to say, the last thing I want to meditate on before I go to sleep, before, you know, my mind is at rest, I want it to be the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of the Holy Spirit, still the most misunderstood part of the Holy Trinity, and to this day, and I don't know, personally, it kind of grieves me. I've been very fortunate early in my life to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, and it's one that I continue to, you know, even search for and make, you know, make deeper. But why do you think most people, you know, miss the Holy Spirit's presence in their life?
You know, I'm not sure that I, you know, part of me wants to blame Star Wars, right? People think the Holy Spirit's like the Force, right? But, you know, I think it's more than that. I think there are people, we live in a society where we're, you know, very independent, right? We're very self-sustaining, and we want to be, you know, we want to be on our own and get it done. And the Holy Spirit, that's not how he operates, right? He comes alongside of us, right? That's what, that's what Paraclete means, the one who comes alongside. We want to do things in our own strength, and the Holy Spirit saying, no, I have power. You know, come connect with me. I have power. I think it should become normal. It should become natural for believers to be speaking to the Holy Spirit throughout their days, to not just, you know, we have this sense of, I received the Holy Spirit when I was saved, and he's there, and he's my seal and my inheritance. But then it doesn't really go any further than that. But when you read the New Testament, you find that, you know, on every page, right? I mean, every page from Acts on, the Holy Spirit is at work through God's people.
Exactly.
It's funny, you know, Luke begins the book of Acts by saying, this is a continuation, Theophilus, of what I started to tell you in the book of Luke. And so the book of Acts is supposed to be Jesus's continuing work in the world. But Jesus, you know, other than appearing to Paul, you know, he disappears from the scene after a few verses in the beginning of Acts. And so what does that tell us? Well, that tells us that the Holy Spirit is Jesus at work in the world through us.
Exactly.
So that's when you take a step back and realize that, you go, oh, this is much bigger than me. This is much
Without
bigger than my day and, you know, going to the store, going to work, whatever I'm doing. God wants to work through me so that Jesus will be active in the world in my, you know, in my sphere of influence. That's a powerful thought.
Exactly. Because Jesus had to leave in order for the Holy Spirit to come, right?
Yep. And so, you know, it's not that, you know, the Bible refers to the Holy Spirit, you know, in many ways, one of which is the Spirit of Jesus. And so, you know, and Jesus said, he's like, I will not leave you as orphans. Well, how does that work? Well, because when we have this Holy Spirit, we're connected to him, we're connected to the Father. You know, God is in us and through us. We are seated in heavenly places. I don't know how that works, but both, you know, God is within us and we're with him. And, you know, and so there's this unity with God that wasn't possible before. But now the Holy Spirit has come to live within us, and we have that. We are called to answer Jesus's prayer, right? Jesus prayed on earth, God, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And those are our marching orders, right? If we're supposed to, everywhere we go, our job is to make earth a little bit more like heaven. And we don't do it in our own strength. The Holy Spirit works through us.
So amen.
It's an incredible privilege. It's an incredible commission. I think most believers just kind of don't even realize that that's available to them.
And without a doubt. The Sword and the Spirit, a 40-day morning and evening devotional. John Greco has been with us. John, 30 seconds left. What do you want the reader to take away from this book?
I want the reader to take away the truth that the Christian life is a life of by the book and with the Spirit. And we can't do one without the other.
Amen. Wow. What a joint venture, huh?
Yeah.
And a grand adventure that awaits us all. Hey, jump on in. Hey, the water is just fine. Trust me. John Greco, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? we've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. An arrest has been made in the shooting death of Los Angeles Sheriff's Deputy Ryan Klinkenbrumer, a person of interest identified yesterday and then taken into custody by the Sheriff's Department's Special Enforcement Bureau tactical team. Officials say that five U.S. citizens detained by Iran were freed today after a deal brokered between the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Biden administration that includes the transfer of $6 billion in once frozen Iranian assets from South Korea to Qatar. The military looking for a missing fighter jet. This after a Marine Corps pilot ejected from an F-35B following a mishap yesterday, making it to the ground safely in North Charleston, South Carolina. The plane, however, remains unaccounted for. Corey Myers, USA News.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Frank Gaffney with us, the author of Indictment, The Indictment, prosecuting the Chinese Communist Party and Friends for Crimes Against America, China, and the World. Frank, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, Bill. Thank you.
Well, I saw this release about Xi Van Fleet. I hope I'm saying her name correctly. This foreign-born American patriot. You write that in 2021, she prominently opposed the indoctrination and weaponization of our children in Northern Virginia public schools, reminiscent of the Cultural Revolution that she lived through in Mao's China. And, you know, this is a consistent story that we are getting from immigrants who have experienced communism, and they cannot believe that America just seems to be merrily rolling along right at the doorstep and going to be consumed, about to be consumed by the communists, and it seems A-okay.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons why I think these, I call them foreign-born American patriots, are so vital. They understand what it's like to be denied freedom. They also understand how perishable it is, and they are, you're absolutely right, I think almost without exception, it seems, warning that we're headed down that road of losing permanently freedoms that, you know, in some cases they really suffered to get here to enjoy. They suffered in their home countries, of course, but they also, in some cases, suffered just trying to get to freedom. And they're here now, and they are panicking, I think, because they've seen the playbook before. And Aziza and Fleet, who I didn't know until she, as I say, became something of a rock star, mm-hmm. were warning about what was going on in Fairfax and Loudoun counties in Northern Virginia. But I've gotten to know her since. She's a remarkable, very formidable, as I say, patriot. And mm-hmm. what she lived through personally as a child, yes, but she nonetheless lived through was how Mao Zedong used in communist China children like her as instruments with which to destroy, educated individuals, professionals, and others he deemed to be enemies. Mm-hmm. And it's at work now when you look at what's being done to indoctrinate our kids and to turn them against their families, to tear down the nuclear family. That's a
exactly.
classic Marxist mm-hmm. play, as well right. as, of course, to embrace and advance this cultural Marxist agenda more generally.
We've been warned about the degradation of the family unit and how important it is. And unfortunately, we've kind of ignored the signs. And now we find ourselves, really in a panic. And I think that's positive in a sense. But we need to, direct that energy and that panic in a positive direction. Because yes. the way I look at it, Frank, is that, for Xi and for the rest of us, if America goes, where are you going to go? There's no other place that you can go and find liberty, because if you did find it, well, then if America topples, there's no defense.
Right. For a long time, people, confronting these sorts of challenges would say, well, I'm just going to go to Australia. Well, first of all, they don't yeah. want you in Australia. But second of all, Australia has turned into a prime example of this phenomenon. What they did during the lockdowns and the whole COVID business was an extreme example of tyrannical loss of freedom. And they haven't gotten it back, by the way.
Exactly.
So you're absolutely right. There is no other, bastion to which we can repair. And more to the point, we have a choice whether we're going to let it go that way. It mm-hmm. isn't a foregone conclusion, although the hour is late. And yeah. this is one of the reasons why we wrote the book, The Indictment, is to make the point that it's the Chinese Communist Party with, a guy who prides himself on being an inheritor of Mao's mantle, by the way, another Xi Jinping
right.
at the helm. But it's also their friends in the United States who are advancing this takedown of our country. And whether it's right. Joe Biden, who I believe, as my colleague Sam Faddis on the saying, is a controlled mm-hmm. asset
yes.
of the Chinese Communist Party.
Ironically enough, right, of all the accusations of Donald Trump being a controlled asset, here he is. This constant projection. And yep. it has become so obvious
Look
that anything
there,
they accuse, they're the ones that are doing it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And in this case, you don't have to look hard for the evidence of the extent to which this is being done to the benefit of the Chinese Communist Party as well as to the detriment of our own nation. And I think, again, to just return back for a moment to the basic premise here, if we fail to rise, as my old boss Ronald Reagan said, to mm-hmm. our time's existential exactly. threat to freedom, we will be mm-hmm. telling, speaking of children, as he put it, our children and our children's children what it was like to live in the United States when men were free.
Exactly.
And I don't want any part of that. And I don't think you do either, Bill. I'm not sure.
No, not at all. Well, Frank, I agree with what Ron Reagan, what you just shared with us. Again, it's a great reminder. And I believe that there are appointed times that happen. And we could very well be at this appointed time right now, and that you got to step up, because what happens is the consequence of not stepping up, it is a generational consequence, to your point. This isn't yeah. just, okay, it's just my lifetime. No, this is your kids. It's your grandkids. It's your legacy. Our parents, because they came from the world's greatest generation up to now, turned over this great American idea. Yes, it had been attacked, and there was ravaging already taken place. I mean, truth be known, I mean, there has been this antithetical force against
against this great American idea since its inception, and it got more progressive after the turn of the 20th century, as we know, because the progressives took over education, and it's just been a slow progressive but decided march through the institutions that have us to the point where we are now. And most people would agree, Frank, without hesitation, the majority of Americans say they can't trust these institutions any longer. They see them as all corrupt. Okay, all right, good observation. Now, what are you going to do about it?
Right. Submit or, try to get it back. If we have time, could I just mention one prime example of this phenomenon?
Well, yeah, we've got more. We've got 2 minutes here, and then we'll have another segment afterwards. Okay,
no,
so go ahead.
Well, let me just introduce the topic. You couldn't be more right about what the cultural Marxists have long called the march through the institutions.
Mm-hmm.
Arguably, the last one standing, more or less, is the United States military. And I think very few Americans have any idea how far along the Marxists are in taking down the only military we have. And by the way, as our book, The Indictment, makes pretty clear, as a result of decades of what the Chinese call unrestricted warfare against this country, of a pre-kinetic kind, as they say in China, we may be at the cusp of a shooting war. And this is no time to have your military weakened, let alone essentially kaput, which I fear is what the cultural Marxists have in mind for us with their critical race theory and with their, diversity, equity, inclusion, and LGBTQ and climate change and transgenderism and all the rest of it. It's not a military that the Chinese will be deterred by. That's for sure. We need it.
Well, they've neutered our military. When our military is more concerned about pronouns than winning wars, half the battle is in their favor, is it not?
Amen. It sure is. And maybe an inducement to attack.
And of course, this is, the history of mankind and the history of nations is, if you are perceived to be weak, and I think this is about the weakest in our lifetime, Frank Gaffney, that America has ever been perceived on the world stage. We were threatened under Barack Obama, and we lost some standing, regained it under Donald Trump, and it didn't take Joe Biden long to put us back in this precarious position. Case in point, what happened in Afghanistan, what's happening in Ukraine, and the beat goes on, and certainly all these other insurgencies and these bold moves by the communist Chinese. Got to go to break. We've got more from Frank Gaffney on the other side. Stay with us.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with the executive chairman and founder of Center for Security Policy and author of The Indictment, Frank Gaffney. As we were saying earlier, I don't know that our military has ever been this weak during the modern era, certainly in my lifetime. It has been compromised, to the point that here we are, we seem to be more concerned about sex change operations, pronouns, and forget about holding down, you know, their number one responsibility, which has to do with national security. And Frank, you wanted to make our audience aware, and I appreciate you bringing this up, and that is the nomination of C.Q. Brown that is before the Senate, even as we speak.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Let me come to that in just a second. But to your point, you know, I'm old enough to remember when Jimmy Carter hollowed out the United States military by cutting its budget dramatically. And a guy who was at the time the chief of staff of the Army, the top Army officer by the name of General Shai Meyer, coined this term. Do we have a hollow army, he said.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between then and now is I think of it kind of like a plant that had been starved of water and other nutrients. Ronald Reagan came to office on a platform of peace through strength in 1980 to rebuild the military, to reestablish deterrence against that time's existential threat to freedom, the Soviet Union. And he did it, you know, it was basically like putting, you know, Miracle-Gro on that plant, and then it sprang back to life. The military was as powerful under Ronald Reagan as probably any time since World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today, this administration, what I can think of really as the third term of the Obama-Biden team, has been doing what the first two terms started doing, which is pulling the roots up on the plant so that there's not going to be an easy reconstitution of the military. They are literally destroying it. And I'm afraid that a guy who has been in stark contrast to that general, Shai Meyer, the chief of staff of the United States Air Force today, is this guy, General C.Q. Brown. And evidently, he was a fighter pilot early on in his career, and he's had a succession of command positions. but I don't think he's done particularly well. And we certainly know that in his present role as chief of staff of the Air Force, the top Air Force officer, he has been responsible for the hollowing out of the Air Force. And again, this is happening at a time when we may soon find ourselves very much in need of a functioning Air Force and Navy.
Exactly.
And Army and so on against the Chinese. So the nomination has gone forward to the United States Senate to promote this guy, incredibly. A guy, as I say, who's made a hash up of his present job and who also, since George Floyd's death, has been a rabid proponent of the whole critical race theory, transgender, LGBTQ, climate change, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion agenda. And that's what you would get if he were to become the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So I would just urge your audience to go quickly before they forget about it, before they get sucked into something else. Just go quickly, take a quick click of the mouse to rejectgeneralbrown.org. Rejectgeneralbrown.org. It will take you directly to your United States senators. Tell them to vote no to the further march through this particular institution, the takedown by the cultural Marxists like General C.Q. Brown of the only military we have and one we're desperately in need of at the moment.
Well, what you bring up here that people need to get their brain around is just how pervasive this is. I mean, for General Brown to be in this position and there needs, and as you said, you know, there has been a determined uprooting of the foundation of our military that, again, the consequences will be will be generational. This is not going to get cleaned up overnight, just like with everything in our government. You know, let's just say that, you know, Donald Trump, you know, by the grace of God, is elected and he goes in to clean up. We're talking a massive, massive cleanup operation within, you know, with all these institutions, because they are well rooted, they're well established, and just like the petty stuff that went on, for example, you know, over a phone call and what should have been a basic HR problem, but what you saw was the administrative state raising up its ire and coming after the president of the United States, the commander in chief, and they impeach him. Because he says, no, you're not going to have control. I am in charge, and this is the way you do things. And they come after him, and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats participate in this witch hunt, and they cost we the people millions of dollars. And after everything is said and done, Donald Trump is not indicted, but, you know, the American people need to come away with some wisdom and understanding of how our government is working against our democratic republic.
Yeah. Well, you said a lot there, and I couldn't agree more with you that what Donald Trump was doing in that phone call was exploring the corruption that we now know was absolutely part and parcel of Joe Biden's conduct as Vice President of the United States, whether it was in Ukraine, whether it was with respect to China, the Russians, and heavens knows how many other places. But more to the point, to your, I think, really fundamental concern, which I share completely, is we have before us a challenge of whether to simply submit to the loss of our country, which is being taken down by, you know, the cultural Marxists, as we've been talking about. Also, this idea of a global governance.
Right.
On the 20th of this month, Bill, the United States is going to be part of a UN General Assembly / World Health Organization exercise where these guys are going to vote themselves extensive new powers to not only tell us when there is an emergency of some kind, whether it's a health emergency or it's climate change or something else.
Right. And all under the guise of a pandemic. Right. Exactly.
Well, in the case of health, maybe, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's gun violence. How about that? Maybe it's climate change. Who knows? But the point is, what they will have in mind is giving themselves the authority, unlike what they've had to this point, which is they can advise and that sort of thing. But this would give them the authority, if you can believe it, to not only determine when there is a crisis, but also what must be done in response to it, including lockdowns.
Exactly.
Mask mandates, vaccines, and whatever all else. This is completely, of course, at odds with our entire constitutional republic and our freedoms. Right. And it must not be tolerated. It must be opposed at every turn. And Congress must hear from people, well, like your wonderful team.
Yeah.
They don't want any part of this either. SovereigntyCoalition.org is a place people can find out more information about it.
Right. Exactly. Because it is an issue of America surrendering its sovereignty. And guess what? Joe Biden is entertaining this. And don't think this is that.
He's supporting it. Yeah. Leading the charge.
Right. And the thing is that also consider that we're seeing just to the north of us what's happened in Canada with the trucker strike, for example. Because the other thing that's going on is you got digital currency that's coming into place. And so they're lining up. You see, it's much the same way that, what happened, when Russia was making its move to Ukraine. I mean, for a year, they were putting things in position that told you that war was coming. And why our military just kind of ignored it and didn't respond and didn't let us know earlier? Well, because for the industrial military complex, they wanted a war because that's money, 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 money. And so they're seeing them, stage up. They knew darn well they were not going to the border for some sort of overnight bivouac or a weenie roast, that it was all about invading. Anybody that knows anything about the military would say the same thing. Okay, so along the same way, Frank, these things are starting to be set up in motion where we the people are being surrounded. And you bring in digital currency, I mean, just like what they did in Canada, what they did with the truckers. Hey, you don't want to play nice? Boom. You don't have access to your money anymore.
Exactly. No, that's in the works. Look, I have an alternative theory of the case on Ukraine.
Okay, we've got a minute. We got a minute and a half left, so I'm going to let you have the last minute and a half and wrap it up. Go ahead.
One of the principal beneficiaries of what has happened there, not Russia, certainly not Ukraine, I don't know about the military-industrial complex, but it certainly is the Chinese Communist Party. Mm-hmm. Because what we have been doing is actually depleting dramatically our inventory of weapons. The what's left of our military-industrial complex, if you will, can't produce them fast enough, so we're depleted. The Chinese, I think, are further emboldened by what they're seeing here and may now move against Taiwan or even us,
right?
Especially with everything else going on. So thank you for letting me make that point, Bill. Good to
Always. And the thing is that we can be thankful for, too, Frank, is that, China has its weaknesses, too. If they were all that in a bag of chips and they were as strong as, the media and others would want us to believe, they'd have made these moves a long time ago. But we just keep giving them more and more opportunity, regardless of, their failing governments. But I appreciate it. Again, remind everybody where they need to go to cast their vote and let their senator know about General Brown.
Sure. RejectGeneralBrown.org. It's really vital that you get in touch with your senators right away. They need to hear what the American people feel about having their military hollowed out.
Frank Gaffney.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any.